Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net as we continue with our Senior Bowl preview. And Tony, today we want to look at a couple of players on the offensive side of the ball, some really intriguing names to look at. One of the first names we want to look at is offensive lineman Spencer Drango. This was a player who, at Baylor, a big guy, big body, maybe can play guard and tackle. What are your thoughts on Drango?
You know, protected the blind side in that Baylor offense, which just basically throws the ball night and day. Did a solid job of it. The question is, does he have the athleticism to play to stay at the left tackle spot in the NFL? That will be determined next week. You want to see him in those one-on-ones against those speedier pass rushers. Shalik Calhoun's going to be there, Daddy Nicholas, guys who can really rush the edge with quickness. A lot will be determined with Drango if he's got the footwork and ability to stay at the tackle position. Otherwise, they're going to basically be relegated to guard, which will depress his draft stock a bit.
How about Braxton Miller? He was a guy at Ohio State, started off as a quarterback, made the transition to wide receiver. Where does he kind of fit in with the wide receivers group?
Yeah, terrific job. And I think next week, if he has a good week, he's going to move from the last day of the draft potentially into the third day. He's an athlete. He's fast. He did a good job at receiver this year at Ohio State. What they're going to want to see at the Senior Bowl is, can he run routes? Is he more than just a vertical guy? Can he basically come across the middle, make those receptions in stride? The route running, the ability to get separation from defenders using his hands, I think all that will amount to the difference between him, Braxton Miller, being a fifth pick and potentially being a third pick. I like him a lot. He's got a lot of upside. You've got to see how NFL ready he is.
And how about another wide receiver, Colby Listenbee, a guy from TCU?
Yeah, Listenbee basically lived in the shadows of Josh Dotson, who's one of the best receivers in the nation for the past 2 years, but he's a legitimate NFL prospect in his own right. He's fast. He gets down the field. Doesn't have a great body, so you want to see how he competes as far as being able to win out in battles, as well as playing in an NFL system, because sort of like the Baylor system that we talked about before, Spencer Drango, the TCU system is wide open. Now he's going to be asked to basically line up as either one or two receivers with tight ends. He's going to have to basically be more confined as opposed to more so the freelancing that they did at TCU, if you would.
Moving back to the offensive line, a guy, Jason Spriggs from Indiana. He's a player, I've heard some first-round buzz about him, maybe a second-round guy. How much can he improve his stock this week?
Yeah, a little revisionist history for Eagle fans. I mean, there was a guy by the name of Lane Johnson a few years ago who entered the Senior Bowl with maybe an early second fringe first-round grade, was dynamic at the Senior Bowl, basically became the Eagles' pick early in round one. I don't think Spriggs has those springs in him to jump that high, but he's athletic. He can protect the blind side. Again, he's going to be going up against a lot of speed rushers. I mentioned Shalik Calhoun in the one-on-ones, maybe Daddy Nicholas of Virginia Tech. He's the type of guy, he's got the skills that if he really performs to his upper level, we could be talking coming out of Senior Bowl week as Jason Spriggs all of a sudden being a definite second half of round one guy.
And then the final guy on our list here on the offensive side of the ball, another offensive tackle, Willie Beavers, an interesting name to keep an eye on.
Yeah, absolutely, from Western Michigan, a guy who basically protected the blind side and did a good job of it since he was a redshirt freshman at Western Michigan. Did a good job this year when Western Michigan played against Michigan State. Shalik Calhoun did a solid job against Joey Bosa. His problem is he's got the athleticism, he's got the footwork. Does he have the strength? You want to see his run blocking. I mean, if he does well as a run blocker, Beavers could turn himself into a second-day pick come April's draft.
There you have it, five offensive players to keep an eye on in next week's Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Alex Smith. Thanks for watching here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.